أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء، فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك فقالوا أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم الصاعقة بظلمهم. In the previous ayats, the beginning of the sixth surah, Allah Ta'ala explained about people complaining unnecessarily or over the limit, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala reverted to the subject matter that was carrying on, and about the munafiqeen, and then about the Jews in the previous ayats, that the Jews, they made differences in their iman on Allah and the Rasul. Some they believed, some they did not believe, and that was a great evil. And all this is mentioned for us in the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is not meant for the Jews to read or the Christians to read. It is meant for the Muslims to read. And the reason why it is mentioned here, that we take our lessons from their mistakes. We don't become like them, and we don't follow them either. And when both of those things, we must check ourselves, that how much do we follow them. Our lifestyles generally is according to their lifestyle. This is what Allah is warning us again. And it must not be that we also made the same mistakes what they had made. And we must not take them as our leaders and follow them. That also, unfortunately, by and large, in things we think they are the people who set the trends. Everything we do according to their ways. So Allah warns us. Yeah, further, the evils of the Jews are explained, particularly about the Jews. The Christians also in between, but particularly about the Jews. And all this is also that we don't make the same mistake. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُكَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَن تُنَزِّلَ عَلِيهِمْ كِتَابًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. تجھے درخواست کرتے ہیں اہل کتاب کہ تو ان پر اتار لاوے لکھی ہوئی کتاب آسمان سے. The people of the book, and referring to the Jews particularly, that they question you and they ask you, they request you that you say, bring down a kitab, the whole kitab at one time from the skies, like the Musa alayhi salam was given the Torah. Like that they say, the Quran which is coming down in piecemeal, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes with the words of the Quran, and he informs you and teaches you, and the wahi took place in that way. Now we want to see that the kitab is a book form, comes down one time from the sky. And they also said, well, that we want to see it with our eyes. Other times they said that so and so amongst the Jews, a letter must come from Allah to tell them that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true Nabi of Allah and the Quran is the true Kitab. These are all excuses. Just like a little baby, a child who doesn't want to sleep, tells the mother, I'm hungry. It's not hungry, it's hungry. It just wants to stay awake and it wants to still play. He's just making excuses. This kind of excuses the Jews are very, very fond of making. And all this is because they don't want to bring Iman. The lesson for us to learn is that when we have accepted Islam, then we accept all the laws. We don't make excuses also. No ifs and no buts. That this we can't do. The times are different now. The environment is different now. Or today we can't manage it. We are very weak. All these excuses of ours must not be there. When we Iman is that what Allah Ta'ala has revealed, we accept it wholeheartedly. And not only accept it, we try and follow it fully. And in this, where we find our weakness, Allah is so merciful and so kind. He created us solely for His ibadah. But yet, if we admit our weakness and we ask for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives us. So this way, they used to ask all these questions, that a kitab must be asked. فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا مُوسَىٰ أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So مانگ چکے ہیں موسیٰ سے اس سے بھی بری چیز. And they asked for Musa alayhi salam even a bigger thing. In this is comfort, tasalli to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that don't feel so hurt about their attitude, because they did not only do it to you, they don't accept you as their Nabi. They did it to their Nabi Musa alayhi salam, who they accepted as their Nabi. And him also they made all these questions. And they had all these objections all the time. So what did they ask Musa alayhi salam? فَقَالُوا أَرِنَ اللَّهُ جَهْرَةً. So kaha humko diklawe Allah ko bilkul samne. Show us Allah in front of us, our eyes, that we can see Allah Ta'ala. Allah sent the Torah in one piece, one book form to them. The tablets came to them. But then that also they did not accept. And they said, we want to see Allah Ta'ala. So this should be understood, that it is possible that the whole kitab, even the Quran, could be revealed in one piece, one kitab, like the Torah was revealed, previous scriptures were revealed. That is a possibility. But at other places in the Quran, Allah explains why the Quran was revealed, but, and the great wisdom that lies behind there. However, here Allah wants to show that the Jews asked for they got the kitab as they wanted it, but they did not suffice on that. They said, we want to see Allah Ta'ala also. And that is an impossibility in this world. We cannot see Allah in this world. Our eyes are far, far from that we could, with our napak and dirty eyes, that we see the pure Allah. That will be in Akhirat, in Jannah, inshallah. May Allah grant it to all of us. So this is what they claim. And then, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّائِقَةُ بِظُلْمِينَ. So, آپری ان پر بجلی ان کے گناہ کے باعث. Then Allah Ta'ala struck them with a punishment like a lightning, and by which they all had died immediately. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the quality of the Anbiya and the man of Allah, he took pity on them and he made dua to Allah that they should be brought back to life. Allah brought them back to life. But even after that, they still did not submit, but a few of them. So we should take this lesson that to not always be asking for this proof and that proof. Many times you say, show me where is it in the Quran. Where is this written that this is haram? All this is our own excuses. A person who has accepted Islam, and he accepts wholeheartedly that this is the command of Allah. Otherwise, we as ordinary people, we don't. The Quran Sharif clearly says that وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded you, take that also. So that is also part of Quran. To follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is part of the Quran. Allah has commanded we should follow him. So then we ask for excuses. And we ask the ulama all the time. And if any person looks for excuses, he will keep on looking until he will come to a point where he will even, may Allah protect us all, lose his iman. For us it is sami'na wa ata'na, not sami'na wa asayna. Not that we heard and we disobey, but we hear and we accept and we follow. What we can't do, ghufrana. Ya Allah, you forgive us. That person has great hope of the mercy of Allah, who tries his best, finds he cannot manage, and he asks for forgiveness. But those who want to change the deen, and want to change the laws of Allah, and want to make excuses for everything, and they don't want to, they justify their actions all the time. So there is no humility and humbleness in them. And that is a great weakness. When a person is humble and there is humility in him, he says, I'm weak. I can't manage it. Oh Allah, please forgive me. That attitude is very loved by Allah Ta'ala. But when a person has pride in him, haughtiness, and he doesn't want to do something, he says, I don't understand this. This doesn't make sense to me. I can't accept this. So that Allah Ta'ala dislikes very greatly. And all that comes from the ways of the Jews. So we must be very particular. We must have the way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the love of Nabi, and submit fully to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's teachings and to Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala's commandments. May Allah give us all tawfiq.